You don't use Facebook, so you don't know how important it is to people.
Why?
But a lot of people live on Facebook. Their Facebook is open all day long. Okay.
Right.
They use it more than Google. They use it more than YouTube. And that's the first place they'll type in into the search bar, just like there's a Google search bar, there's a Facebook search bar. And they'll type in and they'll see what comes up. Type in, you know, doc and see what comes up. And then there'll be a list and they'll pick off of it. So it's very similar. It has a totally different look than Google, but it's very similar in the process. And there are, you know, literally billions of Facebook users around the world. Now, we're not worried about billions. We're only worried about a couple million around us. But there's a lot of users, too many to ignore. It is, like I said, YouTube, Google, and Facebook are the top three search platforms. That's where people go. That's just the way it is. So if you're not there, you're losing business and you're not building a relationship and you're going to end up having a harder time making a go of, you know, being in business. Facebook posting creation. Again, if you go to somebody's Facebook page and they haven't posted in 3 years, most people will go away because it doesn't look like you're in business. So she creates Facebook posts for a business and posts them throughout the week so that anybody who comes to the page sees recent posts. And she finds posts that are, whenever you're posting, you don't want to do all advertising type of stuff. You want to have generic information. You want to have uplifting stuff. You want to have, you know, it's a happy Monday stuff. I mean, that's what Facebook is. It's, you know, a mixture of information. This is about me stuff and just uplifting things. So she creates content for people so you don't have to worry about Facebook posting. And one of the things she does is every month she sends out an email and says, is there anything specific you want to post this month? Like, I have a sale this month starting this date and I'm offering this service. So she creates content without you having to do anything. She posts it without you having to do anything. And then when you have something specific you want posted, you send it to her and she'll put it into the mix so that you get your specific message out. That way your Facebook page always looks alive. You look like you're in business. And then you can customize those posts anytime that you want to by providing her the content you want to add into it. If you're on Facebook, you need to have regular posting. Otherwise, it's hurting you. Literally, you're better off not being on Facebook than having a dead Facebook page. And it's the same thing with a website. If a website with, you know, the copyright dates on it, you know, 4 years ago, and you haven't had a blog post in 3 years, it makes people wonder, you know, like nobody's doing business with this person. Why would I do business with them? Or are they even in business? Especially with COVID, a lot of places are closed.